Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Hal Spackman, Director of the Sitka Historical Society, Rebecca Polson, Board of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, and Haley Chambers, Curator at the Sitka Historical Society. These folks are here to talk about a partnership between both societies to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Alaska earthquake. Welcome to Morning Edition, everyone.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Well, let's start off by talking about this event, which is happening on March 27th, and it's to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the 1964 earthquake. How about we just run down what's going to be happening? Rebecca?
So it's the actual 50th anniversary of the earthquake, and which was the most powerful ever recorded in North America. And we're going to start at 6:30 in the evening, this is at Centennial Hall, with a short film, a 20-minute film about Valdez, which includes some footage of the actual thing happening. And then at 7 o'clock is going to be the main part of the program. It's going to have an introduction, sort of an overview of the impact in Alaska of the earthquake and tsunami, which is what took most of the lives. Just a very short overview. And then we'll have various people who live in Sitka now telling their stories about the earthquake. And I don't know if you want now who some of the people
sure,
are.
Sure, let us,
have.
Tell us.
And I don't have all the, you know, exact details yet, but... Bill Davis was the chairman of the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group, and he ended up being in charge of all the civilian rescue in the city of Anchorage. And
so he has many, many stories to tell.
Yeah, you know, being there at headquarters. Yeah. And then Bob Allen, as people might know, had a crab boat, and he rescued a couple of villages that were wiped out by the tsunami, like right there. And he was living in Kodiak. And that's just an incredible story, you know, and then Sandy Beach, who he might have to go to the Fireman's Ball in Tenneke, but if he can join us, he was at the Coast Guard base in Kodiak.
You know, it's amazing to think that there are still so many people around who played such pivotal roles during this event. And this event, it changed the lives of Alaskans. It changed the face of Alaska in so many fundamental ways. Still, there may be people around who wonder, you know, it's 50 years ago. Why this hoopla? Why do we need to keep these stories alive?
Well, you know, Melissa, I think that we got a taste of this with the last earthquake that we had and the potential tsunami that, you know, I can share a story that made me think of this, is that I was, I felt the earthquake like anybody else, and I ran down to get my grandchildren and take them to higher ground. And as we were driving, the siren went off, and the speaker said the words, and it was almost surreal. You know, I remember just, you know, punching the accelerator of the car, because, boy, I got to get to high ground now. And I can only imagine, you know, what people went through when this tsunami and earthquake really hit them. You know, that was just a taste of what they had, and just the violence and the sheer, you know, panic that must have ensued. And, you know, it helps us remember we have to prepare for these things. We have to be ready. And, you know, at the same time, we have to celebrate the courage of the people who, you know, took over in these emergencies. And, you know, that's why I like the fact that we're bringing this up as a celebration, that this was such a significant event that's basically known worldwide, you know, and we have people who were a part of that. And we can hear their stories, and we can learn from their stories, and we can, you know, mourn those who lost their lives, and we can, you know, celebrate the beautiful things that many people did. So I'm looking forward to hearing their stories firsthand, and maybe learning some lessons from it.
Well, and this is the spirit of both your societies, the Historical Society and their Maritime Heritage Society. It's keeping history alive. It's recognizing that history is connected to who we are now.
It's relevant.
Yeah.
Well, can we hear a little bit more about this film that will be shown? Is that at 6:30, you said, on the 27th?
Yeah, at 6:30 is the... it'll be just like a 20-minute section of a...
Yeah,
Haley?
The film, it's called Between the Glacier and the Sea, and it's a documentary that the Valdez Historical Museum put together that just... they interviewed a lot of the local residents that had lived through the experience, and there's also some very powerful footage from the Chena, which was a ship that was just off the shore the day that the tsunami happened, and there's some just incredible footage from the boat of the land just coming away. And it also, you know, it just kind of echoes a little bit what we're trying to do at our event about how people in one place experienced an event. So it's a really very moving film, and it's something that I find to be very personal. I came to Alaska for the first time a couple of years ago, and I did an internship in Valdez, and I got to be very acquainted with some of the people in the documentary. So it's a very emotional film, and still one that, you know, resonates today.
Well, you know, you're sort of resurrecting my sort of history geeky side, and all of you have brought up the point that history reflects on more general lived experience. How do humans cope with natural disasters of this magnitude, and how do they continue to resonate through the decades influencing who we are, which is probably one reason why I'm going to go.
And we need to make sure, too, to plug Nancy Yaw Davis is going to be giving a talk at the library this Sunday, so day after tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the library. And she's an anthropologist who's done work on the, she actually got her PhD for her work on the impact of the earthquake and the tsunami on the villages in the Central Gulf of Alaska. And she also did work after the Exxon Valdez.
And that anniversary is also happening
as well. That anniversary, I think it's Monday,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can imagine the impact. And she was telling us the epicenter and the crash site were 35 miles apart.
Wow, so that will be interesting as well. What time was that again?
5 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
At the library. Yeah.
Okay. And so on the 27th, we have the film followed by a panel. And also you'll be asking people to share their own stories and logging that into the historical record.
Yeah. And we're going to have Willis Osbachen and Larry Calvin telling about, you know, what happened in Sitka. And, you know, and some of it's like what didn't happen in Sitka and why. And, you know, sort of correcting some of the myths and misinformation that's kind of accumulated over the years. And so we hope to have stories from, you know, all over Alaska, including Sitka.
Well, how can people find out more? And Hal, you look like you'd like to say
something. Well, there is one other piece, is that I would encourage some young people to come. You know, I think that we have many people who live through this experience. But, you know, I'm hoping that some high school and some grade school kids come because they need to hear about this stuff. And, you know, they see that history is about people. You know, it's not just things in a book. You know, these are living events, and we have these people who are willing to share, you know, what that was like. And so, mom and dad, you know, grandpa and grandma, bring your kids. You know, I think that'd be fun for them. They might be a good experience.
It's part of Alaskan cultural identity, which is that one strength I think Alaska has, is that as a state, we feel a great sense of who we are.
Absolutely.
Well, we're about out of time. Any parting thoughts? Any last comments?
Come.
Okay.
Thursday, 27th.
Okay. And
6:30, March 27th.
Okay.
The Max Sudoff room.
And what's the phone number to find out more?
747-6455.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Hal Spackman, director of the Sitka National Historical Society. Rebecca Polson, board of the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, and Haley Chambers, also with the Sitka Historical Society. On March 27th, they are holding a commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Alaska earthquake, 6:30 p.m. at Centennial Hall. And this Sunday, Nancy Yaw Davis will be speaking at the library.